13 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We are middle of discussing the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph that brought 10 chilukim between Dine Mamres and Dine Nefashes, and the 9th chiluk was Dine Mamres and some agurs Vehat Tmeis Vehat Tairis Maschilim and Agadol. Then when there will be a vote in the Gei Dine Mamres or in regard to a Shaila relevant to Tum and Taira, then we begin for the most Choshev and Bezdin, and that is done in order to show respect for the Gadol. However, Dine Nefashes Maschilim and Atzad, in regard to Dina Nefashes, we begin voting Minaktanim, and as Rashi in the Mishnah states, Shem Mechavenu Agadol, but a year to Lachlik al Dvarav, as possibly the most Choshev and Bezdin will actually be Mechayiv the person, and then anyone that is smaller will not want to argue on the Gadol, Shum Leisan Ariv, and as the Pasuk Mishpatim states, Leisan Ariv, and is written Chosa, therefore we read it as if the Pasuk states, Leisan Arav, and as Rashi states, Al Dvarav Shel Gadol, and you can't argue on the words of the Gadol, and the Mefarshim explained that the reason why it's called Minatzad is because, as we will see, Bezim will set up in a semicircle, and the Gadol would sit in the center, and then the Dayanim would alternate between each person that's more Choshev, one to the right and one to the left, until they reached all the way to the side, and the person that was least Choshev in Bezdin would sit at the edge or the Tzad of the entire Bezdin. Our Gemara begins that a Mishnah stated, Dinim Mamres, Hatmeis Vatiris, Yimasilim and Agadol, and the Gemara brings a member of Rav, as Amar Rav, Rav states, Anavoy b'minyan de Rabbi, that I was sitting when there was a vote in the yeshiva of Rabbi, and in Minaydi Di, Havi Maschil Bereisha, and the vote started with me. And Rashi tells us that this is referring to a story in Masechtas Gittin. The Gemara tells us, Haisha Bezdin Venimnu, Shem Shasa Befle Sekrik, and Shnei Masa Chaydesh, then they were Mesakin, Shekal Kaidom Likach Zacha. Rashi in Masechtas Gittin tells us, Vuhu Yabaini, Leiman Agdela, Veleiman Aktanim. Then Rashi states, Vani Shemati, Shekotin Shebamaya, that Rav was actually the smallest of the Bezdin of Rabbi, and even so, the vote started with Rav. And the Gemara now is, V'anan Maschilim HaGadol Tan, but the Mice in our Mishnah we learned that by the Gei Adin HaMamnis we start with the Gadol and not from the Katan. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba Breidu Rava B'Yitem Rab Hillel Breidu Rav Valis Shani Minyan Adabei Rebbe Dekulim Minyanahu Mitzadav Imaskli. Although our Mishnah tells us that by the Gei Adin HaMamnis HaTemeis V'Atayres we should start Min HaGadol, however, because of Rebbe's great Anava, therefore it didn't make a difference if it was Din HaFashres or Din HaMamnis, he would always start Min HaTzad. And Taitz Masech Gittin states, Mishum Anava Shloil Haris Atzmai Gadol Haya Isa, and Ayn Nemuki Yosef, who brings down from her awe the Afagav the Kral Le Choshash El Bedin and Foshais, Rebbe Lurebin Susa, Choshash Apidin and Mamis, Bahi Michal Kvaida Shay Misuri, Kivin Shalay Haya Kamayu, as since there was no one else on his level, and as we will learn in a moment, Mimais Misha Ad Rebbe Loy Matsino Tire Gdulu Bakan Echad, therefore he was concerned that even by Din and Mamis, his Talmidim won't want to argue with him, Ayn Shum. And our Gemara continues, Vavam Rabbi Braid Rabba Vitim Rab Hillel Breder of Alice, and they teach us another member regarding Rebbe, as we Mois Moshe Vad Rebbe like Metzino Tera Gedula B'Makom Echad, as from the time Moshe Rabbeinu until Rebbe, we never found that Tera as well as Gedula was in one person. And Rashi explains B'Makom Echad Terasinu Gedulasin Shel Yisrael Ba'Adam Echad She'in Kameisa B'Chol Yisrael B'Tera Gedula, and we're referring to one person that is the Gadol Hador B'Tera and is also the Gadol in leadership Kagoy Moshe Shai Gadol Kli Yisrael B'Malchus V'Tera V'Chein Rebbe B'Nesius V'Tera. Ayn Rashi in Masechtas Gittin who states Shein B'Yisrael Gadol B'Tera Uva Isha Kamayu. The Gemara continues and asks V'Loi, that how can you tell me that me Mois Moshe Vad Rebbe Le Metzino Tera Gedula B'Malchum Echad V'Havi Yeshua, but a Maisa after Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua Benun was the Gadol B'Tera and he was also the leader of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara answers Hava Loza, although certainly Yeshua was the only leader of Klal Yisrael, but as it pertains to Tera, Loza was on the same level as Yeshua. And the Gemara asks V'Havi Pinchas, that the Maisa after Loza died, Pinchas his son took over as Kohen Gadol, and he was the leader of Klal Yisrael, and it was Tera Gedula B'Makom Echad. And the Gemara responds, Havu Zakenim, that although it's true that Loza died, but there was still the Zakenim, and as Rashi tells us, Kagoy Nasniel V'Aftzun Ubayez, and some agurs V'Aftzun Shehu Bayez. And the Gemara continues and asks, V'Havu Shaul, but during the time of Shaul, Shaul was the greatest in Tera, and he was also the leader of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara responds, Havu Shmuel, that Shmuel, who was the Rebbe of Shaul, was alive during the time of Shaul HaMelech, and therefore it wasn't Tera Gedula B'Makom Echad. However, the Gemara is, V'Nach Nafshe, that Lemaisa Shmuel died, from the point that Shmuel HaNavi died, Shaul was Tera Gedula B'Makom Echad. And the Gemara responds, Kula Shnei Kamrinan, that in the Chinami, when we speak about Tera Gedula B'Makom Echad, it must be someone that from the point that they became a leader, at that point it was already Tera Gedula B'Makom Echad, and not that it occurred at some later point. And the Gemara continues, V'Hava David, but David was also the king of Klal Yisrael, and it was Tera Gedula B'Makom Echad. And the Gemara responds, Havi Irai Ari, that that Ira Yairi was greater than David in Torah, and as Rashi brings, Ira Yairi by my cotton aminon, David Masnal Rabbanan al Gabi Karvik Sasais, that he would teach Rabbanan while he was sitting on pillows and cushions, and Rashi in my cotton adds in that David would be Masnal Rabbanan al Gabi Kaka. Now Rashi continues with David Hayamaniga, love Larosh, and David considered Ira Yairi to be greater than him, Dixiv Ira Yairi, Hayakrain Le David, that Ira Yairi was greater than David. Gemara continues, Vanach Nafshe, then Lemaisa Ira Yairi died prior to David, and from that point forward, there was Tayr Gdula B'Makom Echad, as David had Tayr Gdula. Once again, the Gemara answers, Kula Shnei Kamrinan, that when we speak about Tayr Gdula B'Makom Echad, it has to be in one person from the point of their godless until their deaths. The Gemara is, Vahav Shlema, that Lemaisa Shlema Melech had Tayr Gdula B'Makom Echad, and the Gemara responds, Havi Shimon Ben Gera, Shimon Ben Gera was greater than Shlema Melech in Torah, and as Rashi brings, Shimon Yigadol Hayek to Eshkan Shiyar Lequest David at Yardin Belavish. However, the Gemara is, Vakotle, Lemaisa Shlema killed Shimon Ben Gera, and therefore, from that point forward, Shlema had Tayr Gdula B'Makom Echad, and the Gemara once again responds, Kula Shnei Kamrinan, and the Gemara continues in, Yes, Havi Chizkia, that Lemaisa, we know that Chizkia was Melech Yehuda, and he also taught all Klai Yisrael, all the Torah, and as we know, during the time of Chizkia, there was a tremendous amount of Torah in the world, and the Gemara responds, Havi Shevna, that during the time of Chizkia, the Shevna was around, and Shevna had 13,000 Talmidim, and Chizkia only had 11,000 Talmidim, as we learned on Daf Chaf Vav and Aleph, and therefore Chizkia can't be counted as someone that was Tayr Gdula B'Makom Echad, and the Gemara is, Va'ikdol, the Maisa Shevna was killed during the lifetime of Chizkia, and therefore from that point forward, there was Tayr Gdula B'Makom Echad, and it was in Chizkia, and once again, the Gemara responds, Kula Shnei Kamrinan, and the Gemara now is, Va'av Ezra, the Lemaisa Ezra had Tayr Gdula B'Makom Echad, and the Gemara responds, Havi Nechemya Ben Chachalya, that although it's true that Ezra was the greatest in Torah, but Nechemya was considered greater than Ezra in leadership, and as we know, he was a Moshe in Eretz Yehuda, and as the Adrama points out, that Ezra was certainly greater than Nechemya in Torah, and as the Pasuk states in Ezra, who Ezra Olami Bavav, who Seif and Mara B'Tayyash Moshe, and the Pasuk also tells us, Ki Ezra Hechel Vavav, Lidrush as Tayyash Hashem, V'lasis V'lam B'Yisrael Chaykum Mishpat, and we also know that we previously learned that Ezra was right, that a Kosh Baruch Hu should have given the Torah through Ezra. The Gemara continues, Amrav Adabahava, Rav Adabahava teaches us, Afani Oimer, Mimois Rebbe Adrav Ashi, Loi Metzin, the Torah Gdula B'Makom Echad, that just like we saw before, from the time of Moshe until Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, we didn't find Torah Gdula B'Makom Echad. Similarly, from the point of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi until Rav Ashi, we didn't find Torah Gdula B'Makom Echad. And the Gemara asks V'Loi, and this question is different than the previous question of V'Loi, as our Gemara's question is, that how can you say that Rav Ashi had Torah Gdula B'Makom Echad, or Hava B'Huna Ben Nasan, if although it may be true that Rav Ashi was the greatest in Torah, but as Tesis points out, V'Hava B'Huna Ben Nasan Shei Karv L'Malchus, that he was Makuv L'Malchus, could Iser Parak Beis Zvachim, and if so, L'Chir Rav Ashi wasn't the main leader of Klal Yisrael, and the Gemara responds, Huna Ben Nasan make of Hava Kaif L'Lel Rav Ashi, that although it's true that Huna Ben Nasan was Makuv L'Malchus, but he still was make of Kaif L'Lel Rav Ashi, and certainly Rav Ashi was the main leader in Klal Yisrael, and Rav Ashi was Torah Gdula B'Makom Echad, Ayin Tesis Dir Ramascha V'Hava Chizkia, Isver and Delay Gassi Lay, the Chizkia Lay Meshal Al Klal Yisrael, Shabiyam of Golo Asar Sashvatim, that Chizkia wasn't a Meshal on all of Klal Yisrael, as during his lifetime, 10 of the Shvatim went to Golas, V'Oi, the Shevna Rosh Hoya, and the Teretz of Gemara, that Shevna was around during Chizkia's time, Lemaisa can't be a Teretz, as Shevna was a Rosha, V'Loy Minyanuhu, and therefore you can't consider him on the same level or greater than Chizkia. Tais points out, V'Teda, the Chipar Chavah David, Loy Mishani Havah Achitayfel, that when the Gemara mentioned David, we didn't respond that Achitayfel was during David's lifetime, and Shekaru David Alufa Miyodai, Kivin de Rosha Hava Inaman Aminian, Bixas Koshad, Loy Mishani Havah Fibashis, Shem Vaish Pay David Balacha, and Tais is still bothered that Benegay David, why didn't the Gemara answer that Mephibashis was during the lifetime of David, and we know the Gemara Mesechus Brachas tells us that he was called Mephibashis because he was Mevaish Pay David Balacha, and also Ayan Tais is Dil Maskal Kulishne Kaminon, he's bothered in regard to Yeshua that why didn't the Gemara respond, Have a still bit Knaz, Shehichse Halachish and Shtachim Yisrael, be made Evli Shomesha, and therefore we see that still bit Knaz was on a greater level than Yeshua, Ayin Shom. And the Machzor of Victory points out that from our Gemara we see that Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda, Nasi, and Rabashi all were Tayr Gdula B'Bakum Echad, and they are the Shtalsha Satira and the Mysterious Satira. And as he states, Ulkach Sosom Vesida Rabbi Mishnayis, and because Rabbi was wealthy and he was the leader of Klai Yisrael, so he had the ability and capability to be Mesad and Mishnayis. Rav Ashi Sida Talmud Shayupanu Lekach, that he had the ability to be Mesad Talmud because he had time as he was very wealthy. The Gemara continues and quotes for the next part of Mishnah that although we stated Din Mamonis is Maschil Min HaGadol, however Din Nefash is Maschil Min HaTzad, and the Gemara is Minani Mili, and we already explained this when we learned on Mishnah as Amar of Achaba Papa, Amar Kor, the Pasuk Mishpatim states, L'Sia Achir Ravim L'Rois, V'Lisan Ariv Lintais Achir Ravim L'Hatais, and although the Pasuk meaning is that you should not respond to an argument and you should follow the Rav, however, since the word Riv is written Chosa and it's written without a Yud, so therefore we read the Pasuk as if it states, V'Lisan Arav, that you should not argue with someone that's greater than you. Rashi states, Mashmo L'Sachli Kal Mufla Shel Bezdin, and it's Mashmo for Rashi that the only Issa would be to argue on the greatest in Bezdin, Hilkach Le Meskelina Menei, Dil Mechaz Le Chayviv Le Palgina Layu. Therefore, when voting as to Psak Din, then we start from the person that's not the greatest. L'maisa, potentially we could even start with anyone that's not the Muflusha of Bezdin, or L'maisa we start from the least Chashuv in Bezdin. And in Taisis, who is bothered that L'chayu, this Pasuk of L'san Ariv, is not only discussing Din and Fashais, but it's also discussing Din and Mamres. And why would our Mishnah state that the Din of Maschil Manatzad is only relevant to Din and Fashais and not to Din and Mamres, Ayin Shom, and Ayin the other Rishonim? The Gemara continues with another Makar, Rabba Bachana, Om Rabbi Yechon Mehacha, that Rabba Bachana says over the name of Rabbi Yechon that we learn from the following Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, that the Pasuk states, by Yom Medov Lanoshev, Chagu Ishes Chaboy, Vayachu Ishes Chaboy, Vayachu Gam David Is Chaboy, and Vayalu Achri David Kaabo Meis Ish, Umasayim Yoshua Alakalim. Rashi explained that this Pasuk is referring to the Din Torah relevant to Novel Israeli. Lamaisa the Pasuk states, Vayachu Gam David Chaboy, and Rashi points out, Bachrein and Nimrulav Lodoinai, Meshamayer B'Malchus, that David was the last to vote regarding Novel in order to determine if he's a Mayer B'Malchus and if he's Chayim Misa. The Gemara continues, Omerav, Shoin Adon Talmidei V'Donim V'Din Nefashais, that if a Rebbe teaches his Talmud a specific halacha, the Rebbe and Talmud could still sit on a Din Torah together regarding Din Nefashais, and Rashi states, Shoin Adon Talmidei Yomar Lei Ponob L'Schusu L'Chayv B'Techa Din, and he could even say why this person is innocent or guilty while they're discussing a specific Din, V'Donim Moi V'Nimni Moi Oy L'Schusu L'Chayv U'Matan Adin Al Piyat Talmud Ke'achim Nadayonim, and the Talmud is considered like any other Dayan, and he's counted as a separate vote. And the Gemara continues and asks, Mesfei, that how could Rav say that Shaina Adam Talmud of Adonim Moy Bidin and Fashais, but the Brisa teaches us, Hatayas Vatmeis, Ha'avu Benoi, Ha'Rav Talmudai, Moinlam Shnayim, that if there's a Shaila regarding Tyrus and Tmeis, then you could have a father and son, or Rebbe and Talmud, that are both sitting on the Torah, and they could both paskin, and each of their votes is considered a separate vote. However, Dinam Mamadis, Bidin and Fashais, Vidin and Makais, Kiddush Hachilish, Vibishana, Avu Benoi, Ha'Rav Talmudai, Imoinlan El Echod, even regarding Dinam Mamadis, all we require is 3 days on him, or Dinam Fashais was a requirement for 23 days on him, or Dinam Makais, which potentially, according to one man, the Omar, requires 23 days on him, or Kiddush Hachilish, that requires 3 days on him, and Ibishana, which requires 3, 5, and 7 days on him, or father and son, or Rav and Talmud, was only counted as one vote, and they can't be counted as two separate votes. And Rashi, on the last line of Amid, states, Eina Avu B'noi K'shirin Zemzeh, that number one, a father and son, are not even kosher together, V'loy Rav Talmud Nimn El Echad, and the Rabbi and Talmud are only counted as one vote. The Sefer D'Braisa, and the Sefer D'Braisa actually states even more so, L'yesha B'tzidai, that he can't even sit in the Din Torah, V'afilu Sheisek, and even is quiet, El Yamad V'hoilachlai, but the Talmud should get up and should completely leave Bezin, and therefore how could Rav state that Shaydin Adon Talmidai V'doni Moi B'din Nefashais, and they're counted as two separate votes? We continue on Dav Lam Vav and Beis, Ki Kom Rav, Kugoyin Rav Kahn Rav Asi, V'l'gmori D'Rav, Havitrichi, V'l'svari D'Rav, Lo Yavitrichi, when Rav stated that a Rebbe and Talmud could be on the same Din Torah, and they're counted as two separate votes, he wasn't speaking about a regular Talmud, but he was speaking about a Talmud Chava, like Rav Kahn Rav Asi were to Rav, although certainly Rav taught them certain halachas, but L'maisa B'negei Svara, they were able to come up with their own Svaras on their own. Therefore, even B'negei Din Nefashais, they were able to sit on Din Torah together with Rav, and they were able to paskin both their vote and Rav's vote counted as separate votes, and were counted as two separate votes. Ayin Rashi at the top of Amid, Ki Kam Rav the Talmidoi Nimna, Loi Oma El Kogoyin Rav Kana Rav Asi. So although the Gemara have a Tzricha L'Masha Shomim Rabbi, Avol Sfari Limtzu Rayis V'Le'ashav HaTaymim Einan Tzrichon, Hilka Gavra Bapi Nafshu, and therefore they were each considered their own separate person. And Rashi explains, Imashum Gemara the Shomimidei Kol Yisol Namim Moshe Kiblu, as if you're going to say that since they learned certain halachas from Rav, therefore they're considered Pasol, but the Maisa all Klai Yisrael also learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, as Yad Ramah points out, that the Shivim Zakenim were all Talmidim of Moshe, and even so, they weren't possible to be judges, even though they learned all of the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, but since they had their own svaris, therefore they were able to be counted separately. And as Rashi states, Ve'ein elu taimei havonis liboy d'neimim hoise chachmos mepi rab achar hava imetam achar ayin sham. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let's begin with Hakdama. As we learned at Abezim and Aleph, Shar Niskal, that is a shar that killed a person, is chayiv misa, and it's nidan b'chav gimel, as we have a hekesh between the Shar Niskal and its owner, as the pasuk states, Hashar Yisakel v'gamba olav yumas. Our Gemara now tells us, Amar Avo, Asar Dvarim Yesh Bein Dinam Mamnis L'dinam Fashes, that although our Mishnah stated there are 10 differences between Dinam Mamnis and Dinam Fashes, however, the Kulon Eina Hagen b'Shar Niskal Chutz Me'asim V'Shleisha, and although we did have a hekesh between the Shar Niskal and Dinam Fashes, although generally we say Ein Hekesh L'Mechza, however, the only thing we learn from that hekesh is that there's a requirement to have 23 Dianim when judging a Shar Niskal, but regarding all the other 9 items, that's not a requirement B'negei a Shar Niskal, and all the other halachas that apply to Dinam Mamnis would also apply to the Shar Niskal. And the Gemara explains Minani Mili, and how do we know this? And Amar Rav Acha bar Papa, Rav Acha bar Papa explains the Amakra, as the pasuk in Pasuk Mishpatim states, Lisata Mishpat Avien Chabrivai. And as we previously learned, when the Torah tells us Lisata Mishpat, it's teaching us that although generally there's a din of Achri Rabim Lahatais, for example, B'negei Dinam Mamnis, or even regarding Dinam Fashais, when you want a paskin Lischus and you want to say that someone is innocent, then as long as you have a simple majority, there's one more dayin that paskins l'schus, then we would have a psak l'schus. However, the pasuk tells us leisata mishpat avien chabrivai, that when paskin din of fashes and when paskin that someone is guilty, then a simple majority would not suffice. And the only way to go basarayv is if there's a majority of two. Ma'isu idashin mishpat avien chayatimata. Now, although based on a simple majority, you can't paskin that a person is guilty. However, avalatimata mishpat shashar niskal the bedgeya shar niskal. Although there's a requirement to have 22 dianim, however, there is no requirement for a bezin that paskins that Shar Niskal is guilty to have a majority of two. Even if there's a simple majority that paskins that the Shar Niskal is guilty, then we would follow the Rav and the Shar Niskal would be guilty and would be chayiv skila. Lemaisa, we now have competing drashas, as we had a drasha that compared the Shar Niskal to a person, as the Torah stated, Hashar Yisakel v'gam ba'al of Yumas. And we also have the pasuk of Lisata Mishpat, where we learn Mishpat of Yatimata, Valatimata Mishpat Shashar Niskal. How do we know that the rest of the dinim for Dinam Mamnis apply to Shar Niskal? Why don't we say that regarding all other dinim, the din of Shar Niskal would be like every other din of Fashes? Rashi explains, and from here we see that all other mailas that are relevant to Dinam Fashes do not apply to a Shar Niskal, aside for the din that a Shar Niskal has to be judged with 23 dianim, as it's been stavro that the hekesh is only coming for this din, as this is the ikadin and the skull of the din. However, all the other dinim that are relevant to the din of fashes are coming to help out the litigant and make sure that we don't find him guilty. And as the pasuk tells us, and that applies only to a human and not to a shar niskal, and certainly it would be even better to make sure that the shar is actually killed, as the pasuk tells us, mikubecha. The Gemara now continues that Rav Avoh just stated Asara Dvarim Yesh Bein Dinam Mamnis L'dinam Fashes, and the Gemara is Asara Hotesavo. How can you say that there's 10 chilukim between Dinam Mamnis and Dinam Fashes if there's really only 9? And the Gemara is Hasara Ktani, that how can you ask this question on Rav Avoh? But certainly in our Mishnah, we specifically counted 10 chilukim between Dinam Mamnis and Dinam Fashes. The Gemara responds, Mishum de'ina kol k'sherim v'es mishleisha chodi, as although in our Mishnah it seemed that there were 10 chilukim, but the 10th chiluk that we saw in our Mishnah, that Hakol Kshirin Lod Dinam Mamnis Ve'in Hakol Kshirin Lod Dinam Fashes, the first chiluk that we saw in the Mishnah that stated Dinam Mamnis B'Shleisha and Dinam Fashes B'Esem B'Shleisha are really based on the same din, and therefore they really are only counted as one chiluk, and therefore our Mishnah only has 9 chilukim between Dinam Mamnis and Dinam Fashes and not 10 chilukim. And why would Rav Avoh state that there are 10 chilukim between Dinam Mamnis and Dinam Fashes? Rashi explains that how could we say that both of these chilukim are the same? And Zok Rashi, the my time of Mamz Apostle Medina Nefashes, as when the Mishnah stated that Ein HaKol Kshirim L'Dinam Nefashes, that was referring to a Mamzer, and Lemaisa, the reason why Mamzer is Apostle from Dinam Nefashes is because you need 23, which is the Sanhedrin, and of Sanhedrin Ksiv, and B'degei Sanhedrin, the Pasuk tells us in Pashas Ba'al Yischa, V'Nasu Itach, and we learn out, B'Daimelach, Miuchas and Kamaischa, therefore really both of these Chalukim are exactly the same. Shalim, as the entire reason why Mamza is possible to judge Din Nefashos is because there's a requirement to have 23 Dionim for Din Nefashos. There's a requirement for Sanhedrin. L'maisa, what a requirement to be on the Sanhedrin is to be someone that's Miyuchis and not a Mamzar. And the Gemara answers the Ravo is correct when he stated that had 10 Chilukim between Din and Mamnis and Din Nefashos, as although you're correct that in our Mishnah we only see 9 Chilukim, but that there's actually one other, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, a Mashim Sanhedrin, Zokin Visaris, Umisha Inle Banim, and Rabbi Huda Mosef Achach Zari, that the Tanakhama teaches us that B'negei Din Nefashos can't appoint a Zokin to a Sanhedrin, or someone that's a Saris and can't have children, or someone who doesn't have children. And Rabbi Yehuda also adds on that an Achzari cannot be part of a Bezin, V'chilupayim B'mesis, and the Braisa tells us that these halachas do not apply when judging a Mesis. Rachmana Oma, as the Pasuk in Pashra 8 tells us, Le'sachmo V'le'sachasa Lov, therefore the opposite is true, that we should make sure not to have Rachmanis on him, and therefore a Zokin or Saris, or Misha'in Labanim, or an Achzari can be part of Sanhedrin for a Mesis. Rashi explains Zokin is referring to someone that Shachach Kfar Tzar Gidol Banim V'in Rachmani, and therefore he can't be such a Rachman, the Chain Saris, and similarly a Saris, and similarly someone that never had children. As Rabbeinu Chanan points out, Shum Deloy Merachmi, V'kivun De'in Len Chanina, L'chazi Leiz Chusa, and B'negei Adin and Fashreis, the Pasuk tells us, V'shaftu Ha'edah V'tzilu Eda, and therefore there's a requirement specifically by Din and Fashreis. However, B'negei Adin and Mamreis, these Dinim are not applicable, and Zakin and Saris, a Misha'in Lebanim, and even Achzari, could be a Dayan, B'negei Adin and Mamreis. And Ayin Amiri points out, B'negei Zakin, V'yesh Mefashim, Shalachatchila Hu She'im Meshivin, that he can't appoint a Zakin for the first time when he's already a Zakin, Abu Meshivu, Kishu Bacha, but if he already was a Dayan when he was younger, Afu Pisha Hiskin, Don Kidaka Vahoylech, Shemach Shahogel, B'din and Fashreis, Ein Kan Beis Mechash. And the Miri also states that when we're talking about Zakin, Zakin Muflik, Shekvashachach, Tzagid Obanim, V'loy Saris, V'loy Mishin Lebanim, Shekal Elo Achzarius, Mitsuya Behem, Ba'ate Roya, Shekal Tzmenu, Anu Mishtadim Latzola, Ulu Difus Chos. The Gemara continues and quotes from the last part of our Mishnah on Daf Lam and Bezim and Aleph, and the Mishnah stated, Hakol Kshirin Lodin Din and Mamreis, Vein Hakol Kshirin Lodin Din and Fashreis, Elo Kehanam Levin V'Yisraelim, Hamasin Lakuna, as Rashi stated in the Mishnah, V'Yisraelim Hamasin Lakuna, Hamayuchasin that the Miyuchas, V'Yuin Lahasi B'Nisayim Lakuna, and therefore it's right for them to marry off their daughters to Kehanim. And our Gemara begins that when the Mishnah stated, B'Negei Din and Mamreis, Hakol Kshirin Lodin Din and Mamreis, Hakol La'Suyamai, what is that coming to include? And Amr B'Yudah La'Suyam Amza, that's coming to teach us that a mamza is kosher to judge Din and Mamreis. The Gemara continues and asks, Hatinina Chadazimna, that why would our Mishnah have to mention this din if we already learned this din in Mesechtes Nida, as the Mishnah Mesechtes Nida teaches us, Kol Roi Lodin Din Fashis, Ruin Lodin Din and Mamreis, that any Dayan that has a right to judge Din and Fashis, then Kolshkin that is Roi to judge Din and Mamreis. However, Vyesh Roi Lodin Din and Mamreis, there are those that are Roi to judge Din and Mamreis, Vain Roi Lodin Din and Fashis, and even so, they're not Roi to judge Din and Fashis, Vavinim Balasuyamai, and the Gemara is that what is that coming to include? Ram Rabbi Huda, and once again Rabbi Huda states, Lasuya Mamzar, that's coming to include a Mamzar, although Mamzar is kosher to be a judge for Din and Mamreis, but he's not kosher to be a judge for Din and Fashis. And Lamaisa, we learned our Gemara's question based on the standard way that we generally learn a Gemara when the Gemara mentions Hatanina Chada Zimna. However, Ayin Taisa Diva Masal Tanina Chada Zimna, where Taisa points out that the Gemara's question is not why we have two separate Mishnayas that teach us this Din, as certainly we find many times that we have multiple Mishnayas that teach us the same halacha, and we saw a similar idea in Daf Lam Dalam Beis, where the Gemara stated that our Mishnah was listing off all the chilukim between Din and Mamnes, Din and Fashreis, and therefore certainly it makes sense to have it in our Mishnah. It also really makes sense that this halacha should be in Masechta Zinda as well, and therefore that can't be the Gemara's question. Therefore, Taisus explains on Milsa Rabbi Huda Kashle that the Gemara's question is on the words of Rabbi Huda that my itzur chalei l'meima atati mastisin le'suya mamza, that why Rabbi Huda have to teach us the same din but negate both Mishnayas that they're coming to include a mamza? And the Gemara answers chadal asuya ger v'chadal asuya mamza, that in chenami one of these Mishnayas are coming to include a ger and one of the Mishnayas is coming to include a mamza, and v'tzricha, and there's a need to teach us both of these halachas as the iashmin and ger, as if we would only teach halacha b'negei a ger, that a ger would be kosher to judge din and mamres, so we might think to roi lo b'kol that he is kosher because he could get married to anyone in Klai Yisrael av mamza imloi, but since a mamza can't be yavu b'kol, so maybe he would not be kosher even to judge din and mamres, and kamash mo, and the mamza is also kosher to judge din and mamres v'iashmin and mamza, and if we'd only say the halacha b'negei a mamza the bab metipu b'kshira, as l'maisa he came from metipu b'kshira, he was born from Zer Yisrael, av ger d'le bab metipu b'kshira imloi, but a ger who is not Abba from Zeri Yisrael, then maybe he would not be able to judge Dina Mamres, Sitzricha, and therefore we have to teach both these halachas. And before we continue, let's see the top tesis on Daf Lam and Vav and Beis, last two Yom Hamza. That tesis states, Lava Ina Kol Ksherin Lod and Dina Nefashis Kai, that the Chiddush of Yom Hamza is not been a gated din of Ina Kol Ksherin Lod and Dina Nefashis, Dim Kain Havel Lemema, last two Yecholol, that Revu Setfei, as if so, we should have stated that it's coming to include a cholol that is possible to judge Dina Nefashis, as that's even a greater Chiddush, that Filu Cholol, the Kosher Lod Bekal, possible Lod and Dina Nefashis, Meshum Dechsev Itach Bedeimelach, therefore the Dina Rabbi Yehuda of Lasuya Mamza actually explaining the Chiddush of the Mishnah when the Mishnah stated HaKol Ksherin Lod and Dina Mamres, and the word HaKol is coming to include that even a Mamza is kosher to judge Dina Mamres. Certainly a Chol will be kosher to judge Dina Mamres. And Taisa continues, V'oid HaBhedik Tani La Eloke Hanam Levim V'Yisraelim HaMasin Lekuna, as L'maisa B'degei Dina Nefashis, the Mishnah actually states that Kehanam Levim V'Yisraelim are kosher to judge Dina Nefashis, and it specifically tells us that this Dayin has to be Roid to marry a Kohen, and certainly a Mamza can't marry a Kohen, and therefore certainly that would be possible, and what would be the great Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. And Taisa points out, V'chei Mucha HaSvichusa David Adina Mamres, and L'maisa we see that the Gemara makes a Svichusa between Giris and Mamziris, and they're both applicable to Dina Mamres. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, V'ein HaKol Ksherin Lod and Dina Nefashis, Elo Kehanam Levim V'Yisraelim HaMasin Lekuna. The Gemara explains, My Taima, that what is the Makar, that to be a part of Sanhedrin and to pass in Dina Nefashis, you have to have Yichus, and Zok the Gemara, the Tanur Abesif, that is based on the Brisa Abesif, Kashem Shebez and Menukim Betzedek, Kach Menukim Mikol Mom, that just like a Bezin has to be cleansed and they have to be Tzedekim, they also have to be cleansed and they can't have Mumim. And as Rashi states, that this is not referring to a physical Mumim, but it's referring to a Pagam Mishpacha. And the Gemara continues, Amah Meima Me'ikra, what is the Makar from a Pasuk? And the Gemara brings a Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Kulach Yafir Rayasi Umum Meimbach. This Pasuk is referring to members of Sanhedrin and tells us that they can't have Mumim, they have to be Miyuchis, and they can't have Pagam Mishpacha. However, the Gemara asks, V'dilma Mum Mamish, that how do you know when the Pasuk states Mum Imbach is referring to Pagam Mishpacha, if maybe it's referring to a physical Mum? Therefore, Amr Rav Acha Bayakov, as Amr Kor, the Pasuk in Baal Yisrael states, V'yisyatzu Sham Imach, that when Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the 70 Zakenim, where the Vu was shaled on them, and they were standing next to the Mishkan, and the Pasuk tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that they will stand there with you. And since the Pasuk says Imach, so we learn out, B'dayim Elucha, that have to be similar to you, just like Moshe was Miyuchas, therefore all the members of the Sanhedrin have to also be Miyuchasin. And let's keep in mind that by the fact that the Gemara just stated that the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim could be speaking about physical Mumin, and the Gemara did not slug it up, so it seems clear that a member of the Sanhedrin cannot be a Baal Mum. And the Gemara continues and asks that how could Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov bring a Makar from the Pasuk in Pasha Baal Yisra V'dilma Hasla Meshum Shchina, that maybe generally a member of the Sanhedrin does not have to be Miyuchas, and the only reason that those Shivim Zakenim had to be Miyuchasim is because they were coming with Moshe to hear Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because the Shekhinah was going to speak to them, therefore they had to be Miyuchasim, but maybe a regular Dayan doesn't have to be Miyuchas, and therefore the Gemara states, Elam Rab Nachman Yitzchak, that Rab Nachman Yitzchak tells us that in the Chinami, that the actual Makar, that a member of Sanhedrin has to be Miyuchas, is based on the following, as when Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu and he gave him Eitzah regarding Sanhedrin, the Pasuk in Yisrael states, V'shachtu Asa'am B'choleitz, V'hoye Kol Adova Gadol Yavio Alecha, and we learn out that they have to be similar to you, and just like your miyuchis, they also have to be miyuchasin. Rashi tells us the inkam mishum shchina, as certainly by the gate of Sanhedrin by Yisrael that had nothing to do with the shchina. The chesiv v'hakam alecha v'nasu itach v'loymin v'nasu itach b'masa am yalef. We actually cannot use the makar from the pasuk and pasuk baleischa that hu b'shivim zakenim shahochu yimay loyel mayiksev u'mishum shchina, as the pasuk states. And the Gemara previously stated that the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim of Kulach Yofer Rayasi Umum Einbach is referring to Sanhedrin, and the Yad Ramah points out, well, Sanhedrin Ka'am Rachmana, the Ilach Chal Yisrael, Lek Lameima, as we can't say it's referring to all of Chal Yisrael, the Efshe Shleyu Yubanim, Chalolim Upsulim, Elevade with Sanhedrin Ka'ama, Kjayu Kulim Brurim Metecha Kol, the Iker Daikla Medichsiv Klach, Klach Pigamachi Yashivim, Mahainu Kaminian Sanhedrin, Levad Minasi Shagabayan, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.